ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया
श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 नारदस इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट 36 ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इज भक्ति विरान टू स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग ड्यूटीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द ऑर्डर ऑफ श्री कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वन कॉन्स्टेंटली रिमेंबर्स हिम हिज नेम एंड हिज क्वालिटीज दिस फाइव श्री चैतन्य मानवीष्टम शपितम येन भूतले स्वयं उपकारमाय ददाति सा पदांतिका श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम सो दिस इज द प्रोसेस वी डोंट हैव टू चेंज आवर पोजीशन बट वी हैव टू रिमेंबर द लॉर्ड But that remembrance should be done under the guidance of the pure devotee, and it can't be. In other words, we can't cheat. It's easy to cheat. In this Kali Yuga, everybody, conditioned soul, has four sinful propensities or four conditioned defects. One of them is cheating. So this propensity is very prominent. But nobody can cheat Krishna. He's in our heart. He knows what is our intention. Actually, devotional service is based on intention. So if we are really sincere to serve the Lord, then that's the success in itself. Even if we don't accomplish very much. Just like that from the Ramayana, a little chipmunk or something carrying a small to help Lord Ramachandra build a bridge to Sri Lanka. So Hanuman was carrying a big boulder. But he was saying, you know, let me go because my work is more important. But Ramachandra didn't see like that. But Rama saw that this creature is trying his best according to his capacity. So we all have different capacity. Hanuman had a great capacity. We may have a very small capacity. But that's not the issue. The issue is, are you trying your best with whatever capacity you have? Sincerely, from the core of your heart. Prabhupada used to tell us that. I want you to... Try your best. I want you to give your best. So what else, you know, what else can be asked for? If we're trying our best, then that's the success right there. But we know if we're trying our best. But we tend to cheat. And ultimately what we're doing is we're cheating ourselves. We're depriving ourselves of the opportunity of getting the association of the Lord. The Lord is ready to reciprocate. As you surrender, he reciprocates. But because we're not surrendering, we're not trying our best, therefore he doesn't reciprocate. But if we really try our best, then he will reciprocate. And even that reciprocation may not be exactly what we expect. In other words, we have to surrender. That means we have to allow the Lord to deal with us as he sees fit. If we're bringing some expectation, oh, I'm going to do this, but you have to do this. Then that's not surrender. That's business. Our duty is from our side is to surrender fully, and then we have to leave the result to Krishna. This is the whole essence of Bhagavad Gita. But we have to have faith. In order to do that, it requires some faith. So that's the next stage. If we have more faith, then we can give up this cheating propensity. We're cheating because we don't really believe that God is there, or that He's our friend, or that He will... help us in all conditions. And so we reserve something. Okay, I'm going to give this much, but just in case there is no Krishna, I'm going to keep the rest. I'm going to keep over here in case it doesn't work out, this Krishna consciousness thing. And so we don't surrender. So therefore, what's required is a faith. Atau shadha. In the beginning there's faith, and at the end, prema, there's also faith. Only in between, the faith gets thicker and thicker, stronger and stronger. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to give the example of sugar cane. Originally the juice is there, and then it becomes thicker, molasses, and then sugar, then finally rock candy. It becomes very strong. So similarly, we want to have the strong faith. This is our perfection. If our faith is strong, so how do we get strong faith? Nectar Devotion advises we should cultivate our faith in association with those who have more faith. That's practical. If you want to learn anything, then you go to those who know the subject, who have it. Then they can give it to you. Therefore, we're singing, Bhakti Vinod is singing. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur. What does he say? I'm running behind you, calling out, Krishna, Krishna. Because you have Krishna, you can give him to me. So that is our position. We should seek out the association of those who are really convinced. I remember once in Bombay, we came, and Prabhupada was having darshan on the roof of one of those buildings, not before the temple was built fully. And there was about 15 or 20 people, and I came up, and Prabhupada said, so, before I pay my obeisance, as soon as I get up, he said, so, Chirikara Swami, you're convinced? Immediately, you know, in front of everybody, he was, I said, yes, Prabhupada. Yes, we must be convinced. We must be convinced about this philosophy. We must be convinced about Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is by his association, we could become convinced, because we saw that he was 100% convinced, and he wasn't lacking anything. Rather, he had all the qualities. He was always joyful, always full of energy, always kind-hearted, not mean-spirited, always ready to help everybody. So we wanted to be like him. That should be our aspiration. Let me be like you, O Vaishnava. We want to be like him. So how do we be like him? By following in his footsteps. Not imitating. There's two things, anusara, anukara. One is following in the footsteps, and one is imitating. So that sometimes happens. Like the followers of Lord Shiva, they want to smoke this ganja, but they can't drink the ocean of poison. So we have to follow in the footsteps of the great devotees. Sometimes we saw that some of the Prabhupada's disciples, they were imitating, and therefore they became deviated. You can't imitate the Mahabhagavat without having some trouble. Krishna won't tolerate that. Because you won't be able to make advancement. We all can make advancement from whatever position. But if we think we're more advanced than we actually are, then we can't make advancement from where we are. Therefore, it's very important that we get in touch with where we are. What is our actual position? That requires a little humility and a little bit honest with ourselves. Then, when we're honest with ourselves, not falsely humble, oh, I'm so fallen. Sometimes we saw that in India, right? We were preaching in Bengal or wherever. And the life member who would say, oh, I'm too fallen, I can't take this, or something like that. So that's okay, you're fallen, but you don't want to remain fallen. In other words, don't be falsely humble, and don't be puffed up. Be honest to what is your position. Then from that position, just like Haridas Thakur, when he was brought to the jail, all the prisoners wanted to be free. They thought, oh, great personality. So the first instruction was, don't think you have to change your position. Prabhupada is saying the same thing here in the purport. You don't have to change your position, you simply have to change your consciousness. Stop cheating Krishna and put him in the center in your life in some way. In whatever way you can, put him in the center. And then you can make progress from any position. You don't have to get out of jail, you don't have to get out of the grihastha ashram, the well. You don't have to do anything. Just remain where you are, but put Krishna in the center. What is the difficulty? Everybody can remember Krishna. That's what this verse is indicating. You can chant Krishna's name. You can remember Krishna. And you can do some service under the guidance of the spiritual master that will be pleasing to Krishna. So especially, Prabhupada has given us this ISKCON society, which everyone can plug into. It doesn't require that we have to change our position, but we should try to help this mission in some way. The example was given of from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, of that Brahmin from Navadvip who offended Gadadha. Did anyone remember his name? Gadadha was walking in the street of Navadvip. I think it was Damodar or something. He had a school, a Bhagavatam school. So the students were in the school and he was reading Sri Bhagavatam. So Gadadha came in the back of the school, and he heard that one verse where in the Bhagavatam where it says that that the Lord was so kind that he accepted Putana as his mother, even though she came to offer him poison. So when Gadadhar heard this verse, he lost external consciousness because he was thinking, my Lord is so merciful that he accepts even a demoness as his mother. And so he lost external consciousness, and he fell on the floor. He was rolling on the floor. So the students looked at him and said, who is this person coming and disturbing our class? And so they took him with the permission of the teacher and they put him outside. Then Gadadhar came to external consciousness and he realized, you know, where he was, and he he went on about his business. But Lord Chaitanya, as a super soul, saw that his pure devotee was being slighted like that, or offended, and he was just put out in the street. And so, sometime later, Lord Chaitanya was taking Hainan party throughout Namadweep, but he said, no, let us not go here. What was his name? Damodar? No. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. The teacher. So, he avoided that neighborhood. He said, no, there's an offender here. The Vaishnava offender is here. We won't go in this area. So they went to another area. So later on, that same person, Vakeshwar Pandit was having, every night they'd have a kirtan at his residence or wherever it was. And it was famous because he would dance. He would dance all night. Vakeshwar Pandit was the famous dancer of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya said, if I had two wings like Vakeshwar Pandit, I could fly, because he was such a wonderful dancer. So he was dancing every night, and the crowds would come just to see him dance. He would go on dancing. And so this teacher, he heard about it, so he went to see. And he was a respectable person, of course, in the community. He was a teacher, elderly. So when he came, he saw that Vakeshwar Pandit dancing, and he saw that the crowd was coming. So he helped keep the crowd away with his stick or something, so that Vakeshwar could keep on dancing. And so he rendered some service to the devotee, Vakeshwar Pandit. And because of that little bit of service that he did, Lord Chaitanya later on met him and, you know, told him that he should, first of all, of course, ask for forgiveness from Gadadhar, and then he accepted him. And when he did that, he was accepted into the, as a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So the point I wanted to make was, all he did was render a little devotional service to the pure devotee. And therefore he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada has given us such an opportunity, not just one backyard where he's dancing, or one house, or one temple, but Prabhupada is dancing all over the world in his ISKCON society. So anyone who does something substantial, something, you know, it doesn't have to be Herculean, but something substantial to help his mission, then he'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's the point. Prabhupada is a recognized pure devotee. This is Prabhupada's mission. So assist in some way, whatever way, you know in your heart what you can do, according to your capacity. Don't cheat. And then you'll get Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada is the center. We don't deny that. He's the founder Acharya for the next 10,000 years. His daily Guru Puja will be there. His photo will be on the altar. His books will be the law books. So nobody's trying to usurp his position. We do have ISKCON gurus, and their job is to bring people to Prabhupada. So anybody can assist that. That's my point. And then you're guaranteed that you'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And once you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then your life will be successful. So find the way to assist Prabhupada's mission in some way. We emphasize this because Prabhupada emphasized it. I was with Prabhupada, you know, many times in many years, starting from 1969. I was giving massage in London, and he was taxing his brain how to make this ISKCON society go on after he left, because he saw what happened to his spiritual master's mission, how it bifurcated in so many different branches and so many. And he took that as a defeat. He didn't want the same thing to happen to his ISKCON society. So he was always taxing his brain, how to make a GBC, how to keep the society going, because he knew, you know, the notice was already there. He already had three heart attacks, and coming on a boat, he had two heart. So he knew he wasn't going to be too long. So he was always concerned how to keep a society together, how to keep it strong. And therefore, if we want to assist him, we should also take up that mission to make ISKCON strong. And there's so many ways that we can do that. We can do it internally by becoming strong ourselves, by becoming pure devotees. This is the first business. We have to qualify ourselves. We're representing ISKCON, we're representing Srila Prabhupada's mission. Then we have to be exemplary in our conduct, like Prabhupada said. He was asked, well, how do we recognize your disciple? He said, he'll be a perfect gentleman. So we have to become perfect gentlemen so that the public will see, oh, these are very nice people. And then we have to also reform the society, because it's inevitable when you have such a big society that corruption will come. So we have to be alert not to allow that, to keep, you know, like at the gate, like a dog, to bark at those who are coming to disturb the natural progress of the society. Bhakti Vinod says like that, right? We're ready to be the dog in the house of the Vaishnava. So we can be dogs for Krishna. Once Prabhupada was saying like that about how we want to please Krishna, we have to first of all please his representative. This is just like a big man. You want to please him, but you can't please him, but you can please his dog, something like that. And Prabhupada was indicating like that. And so I said, Prabhupada, we don't like to hear that. You're implying that you're like a dog. Because he was saying, like, we're Krishna's dog. So Prabhupada said, no. A Krishna's dog is not an ordinary dog. And then he was saying also that even a dog has a good qualities. Very faithful. So that was, Prabhupada appreciated that. He was very much appreciating those who were loyal and faithful. So there we see in today that there are many disciples of Prabhupada and grand disciples and nephews and so on who are no longer loyal to this, to Prabhupada's conception. Prabhupada had a conception for the next 10,000 years to make a strong society, to in that way we would have ability to influence the whole world. Prabhupada was thinking like that. He wanted to influence the whole world, just like he's saying here. If the rich man can give some, 50%, then we can do wonderful things. So that was always Prabhupada's vision. He was always thinking of, in a big way, in a grand way, to do something wonderful, to turn the whole world to become Krishna conscious. So he has given us the skyscraper, he told. He said, you simply have to fill in the different floors and stories and so on. So our work is already there. The blueprint is there. We just simply have to fill it in. But we see that there are many who don't like this idea. They want to undermine. They want to make it, like yato mat yato prat. You can do anything, any vaisha. No, we are very loyal to Srila Prabhupada. Just like the gopis were loyal to Krishna. When Narayan Maharaj, they saw Narayan Maharaj, they approached Narayan Maharaj. Could you please tell us where Krishna? Narayan. The forehand of Narayan was right in front of them. But they weren't interested to get close to him or to worship him. No, they only want to know, tell us where is Krishna. So similarly, Prabhupada has so many nice god brothers, exalted, and nephews and so on. We appreciate them, that's nice, but tell us how we can serve Srila Prabhupada. And if you don't want to tell us that, then we don't want to hear from you. This is our faith. Our Shraddha is to serve Srila Prabhupada, birth after birth. We're convinced that he was the empowered representative. He got the full mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Shaktivesh Avatar. Even Srila Swami said, Srila Maharaj from Navadvipa, Prabhupada's godbrother. He also conceded that Prabhupada was a Shaktivesha avatar. So why should we take some other ideas? Prabhupada has given us a full idea. And it doesn't change. Just like I was reading recently, one of my godbrothers unfortunately has become influenced by this idea. And now he's saying, we can give sannyas to women. And so he's on the internet, he's got his way. But really, Prabhupada says so many places clearly. So in other words, they're trying to already improved. They think they're better than Prabhupada. But we know, Lord Chaitanya, when that Balabhacharya was saying like that about Srila Swami, he said, you're a prostitute. So that's how we feel. Those who think that Prabhupada hasn't given us everything, everything is here. We simply have to have that faith and go into it deeply, and then we'll see there's nothing outside. We don't have to worry. And if those outside, if they want to help us, then they should increase our faith. Just like sometimes we meet the Christians. They have so much faith in Christ. We don't try to disturb their mind and say, you should give up Christ. No, you become a better Christian. So those who are really the well-wishers of this society and Srila Prabhupada, when they see that our faith is so strong in Prabhupada, Guru Nishtha, we have the full conviction, then they should encourage us. Yeah, become a better devotee of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. But instead, they're tricky, trying to bring us out into their mission. So we should be careful about that. Remain loyal. That's one qualification that Prabhupada very much appreciated. I saw that personally. That those who were, like in the early days, 1970, some of Prabhupada's disciples were going to the Gaudiya Math there in Bengal and so on. And they were hearing from them, and Prabhupada was being minimized at that time. From the very beginning, Prabhupada's godbrothers were minimizing him, saying that, he's successful because he was a good businessman. He knows how to make money, so therefore he had a little success in the West. Or they were saying that he wasn't even born in a Brahmin family. How could he be the Acharya? They were preaching like that to Prabhupada's disciples. And it still goes on. If you put your head on your lap, you'll hear so much poison is still coming. This is the material world. There's always envy. I saw right in Prabhupada's presence Prabhupada personally, I heard with my own ear, Prabhupada said, they're tricky. He's talking about his godbrothers. They couldn't come straightforwardly and appreciate, oh, you've done wonderful work. Maybe one or two out of all the godbrothers. Hardly any of them could appreciate what Prabhupada had done. And even if they appreciated it, they weren't ready to join forces with him. So and naturally, their followers, and so they're not going to appreciate either. They're going to put Prabhupada just another Gaudiya Math guru, another disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And they don't give a... But we don't have that. Our faith is no, that Srila Prabhupada was the empowered, and that his vision will go on for 10,000 years. His books are the law books. So we don't want to deviate at all. This is our conviction. Okay? Any questions? And again, the same point. Just like if we appreciate somebody has a lot of faith in Lord Jesus or whoever, then we encourage them. Why do we want to break someone's faith? Similarly, if people see that we have this kind of faith in Prabhupada, they should encourage us. That's good, yes. You worship your guru fully. If they're really neutral, you can say, towards us, if they're not if they're not trying to break our faith, or if they're not ill-motivated towards us, then they'll encourage us. But why are they coming? Just to, you know, I won't mention the name, but just like one sannyasi, instead of coming to London to preach, he comes to Leithmore Heath, right where the Bhaktivedanta Manor is. So he can canvass people out of ISKCON to join his mission. Such a big city like London. They don't go to London, they go where we have our temple. Like now he's in Alachua. Alachua is a small little town in the middle of Florida. Why does he go there to preach? Why not go to Miami or some other place where there's a big city? They come just with the idea to take people from ISKCON. So therefore we're mentioning like that. That's the point. Okay? Any comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.